Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. Join us as we discuss mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It is an honor to have my friend Greg here. And Greg Bakken, right, is the host and on Things Network, but you also have your own show. And I want to have you introduce yourself to all the listeners of who you are, Greg, and what you do for the world, because you're this huge light beam that I'm blinded by. So let's welcome you into the show and to the community and let people know who you are.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Thank you for the nice things you said. And thank you for inviting me on your show today. My name is Greg Bakken, and I primarily these days, I do a nightly radio show on AM 950 called Ghost Box Radio that talks about paranormal, ufology, all the stuff. Debbie has been on the program before. We talk about some scary stuff, but we also talk about some really really light stuff, beautiful stuff about, you know, mediumship and the good side to what paranormal is, what I believe paranormal is. And I've been doing this for over 15 years, and one of the things that I have been doing consistently has been I use Spirit Box as my way of communicating with spirit, and I tend to use my brand of mediumship with Spirit Box to bring through spirits, try to bring through people's loved ones. It's not something that, and I certainly don't want to be like, oh, you know, I'm putting myself down or anything, but it doesn't always work. You know, it takes a lot to bring it forward. Yeah. What I love to do, and I love helping people with it as well.
Right. I love what you do. I've had the honor to be on your show, and it was a privilege. And just working with your listeners and your viewers and having everyone come together as a community, we're all with that mystery of the unknown and wanting to dive deeper. And I love how you use the scientific technology to show that there is life after death. And you yourself are also intuitive. And as I say that, you know, let's hear a little bit about you and, you know, when did you know that you were intuitive, Greg?
I'm not sure. I still know. No, I do, it's tough. I mean, for me, when getting into the field and stuff, right away, I had other mediums come up to me and said, do you realize that, you know, we can see this, you know, we can see that you have this ability. And I was very careful with that, very careful to ever use that in my own like way of talking about my gifts and whatnot, because I think that's such a daunting thing to say. And I don't think anyone can just say, I'm a medium. I think you have to be very careful when you use those words and really be able to express that and use that. And show it, I guess. So for me, I wanted to make sure before I ever start using any terms like that, I just feel like that that I wanted to be careful before I started using that. So ultimately, after years, and I used to do, and I want to get back to again, Sunday nights I'd do like just a Spirit Box session where I would just have my device and I would try to bring through loved ones.
Yes.
And that's when I started to realize that if I'm in the right frame of mind, and that's why I always say I never know how well I can get this to work, because it really comes from here, for as far as I'm concerned. Literally pulling them forward when I'm asking for them to say hello. So if someone says, I want Aunt Gladys to come through, I'll call for Aunt Gladys. In my mind, I will try to bring her forward, but yeah. I don't know what Aunt Gladys sounds like. It's going to be the people on the other end, the ones who are asking. And then I'll get a response in the comments saying, oh my God, I haven't heard that voice in 15 years, whatever it is.
Wow.
And that's the only way I'm going to know, because we get a lot of blips. We get a lot of like things that sound like it. We might get radio coming through here. Yeah. So, you know, it's, you have to be very careful with what is coming through, and not just saying every little thing that is coming out of the speaker is spirit. There's a lot of things you have to, you know, kind of weed through and filter, but also you have to generally record these sessions and go back, because there's so much that's said that you just don't hear the first time around. But yeah, you get that, and that's really what you know what it comes down to is I want to hear. I mean, I sometimes hear it in my head.
Yeah.
Or to hear, and that's, you know, and I know, Debbie, so many mediums have been like, you know, they always are like, you know, is that me or is that actually spirit talking?
Right.
And so when I can hear it through the box, and I can hear, I love the fact that people who are listening with me, they can identify their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part of it.
Right. Let's turn that baby on, Greg. Let's turn it on. Who's down for some ghost, some spirit box action, right? Like, I'm so down. I brought my REM pod. So I have my REM pod on here. So I'll put this on. And when you talk about the recording, this baby's going off. let me turn it off and turn it back on. But I also have my recording here. So when I do my investigations, we do record. So when we don't know what we're talking, we're waiting for the spirits to speak. We may not hear it, but it also picks it up as well. So it's really, really cool on how the equipment that we carry. Oh, I got chills. And how the equipment that we use picks up. And I love how you say it filters out. Because you'll hear some music going on in the background, and you're so right, because it's all technology of sound, right? And yeah. I remember one time, Greg, it was a trip out story. I was going hiking. Yeah, the city girl was trying to hike. Okay, I was hiking, and I was using my phone, and because it is, you know, an electronic, it was picking up the frequencies and vibration of spirit, and you can hear it almost talking to me. And I was like, oh my gosh! Before going, I didn't even want to walk into this park, and I normally hike there all the time. So I was just like, are you serious? My energetic body wouldn't even let me get past go. And then I was like, okay, ground, let's ground this energy. And it was picking so much up. It literally sounded like I had a spirit box on, but it was my phone. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
it's crazy. We had a lot of amazing people here. Do you want to go to the comments and say hello to some of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. And Greg, if you haven't heard, I usually take deep breaths. This baby's going to go off a lot. I usually take breaths when I'm working with spirit as the energy changes. So don't get scared if that happens to you. Okay? You see me go, it's the energy changing.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things, too, that I want to do before I turn on the box is I just want, you know, one thing I do when I do my Sunday night shows with Spirit Box is I like to, you know, and your audience is going to be very aware of this, is that, you know, make sure you ground yourself. Even if you're just a listener, just ground yourself, get both feet on the ground. You want to be able to kind of protect yourself. So do a, you know, we're going to set intention here in a second.
Yes.
But what we want to do is make sure that everyone is relaxed and that there's nothing that's going to harm any of us. That's right. Nothing there at all. But we just want to make sure that we are in where we want to be. And I tend to protect, I tend to extend my protection to the whole house, even to people. Like I have someone who's lives downstairs, friend of mine rents downstairs. I extend that down to him. I used to extend it to my cat, you know. So the intention here today is, you know, that I am open to any spirit that wants to come talk with us, as long as you are of love and light. As long as you are someone who, and if you're a relative of somebody in the audience, please say their name. Yeah. Please let us know that you're here. We want to do is we want to hear your voice, is right. What it comes down to. I want to be able to hear everybody's voice. I want to hear, you know, that sometimes I always wonder if spirit ever remembers their own voice. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Someday I will. But, you know, I don't know. So what if we could hear, you know, what if they're hearing their voice for the first time? So we're going to turn it on right now. It might be loud because I don't know. I have an external speaker. I'm going to turn it up. Debbie, if you want to talk with me, like just give me a hand sign because I might not be able to hear you.
Okay, thank you. So I'll read the comments. And you know what I'll do is everyone that's listening, if you could put the name of your loved one in the comments of who you would like to be brought forward, and we will set the intent to see if they come through. So this is us working together as a community, as Joanne is here from Canada. You got Mandy, Paul is here. Hello, Mandy. She's a great paranormal work with Skinwalker out in, she's like in the UFO vibes. You know, she's here watching. I saw Lori here. So you guys, thank you. So Angela Smith is putting Linda as I get goosebumps. Ellis, Janelle is putting Ellis. Tracy is putting Ian. Mandy is putting Jordan. I'm getting chills as the names just pop in, Greg. This is insane. Joanne is putting Brianna. Oh, I get emotional as I could feel that energy. Irene is putting David. Linda. Patrice. Nan and Granddad.
I want to first start by saying hello. Can you say hello back to us, please? How are you today? We have a lot of people in the comments today. I'm pointing to them right now. Do we have any relatives here of those people? Do we have any relatives of Debbie's here? Can you give me a name, please? You can use the energy from this device to speak louder.
I heard TikTok. It says, girl, go to TikTok.
To find you. That's radio.
That was awesome, though. It's a symbolic sign. I heard I love you. I heard I love you in there earlier. Did you hear the I love you? I heard I love you. So there was a quick, really quick, I love you before the TikTok. So that was really cool.
So, who's in this room with me right now? Can I get a name? Are you a relative? I need you.
I heard that. Oh my God.
How can we help you? You don't know what?
I don't know.
How can we help you? What is your name? Yeah, Nina, definitely a lady.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely. Do you need help crossing? I do.
I heard that.
We can do that in a second. And we can cross anybody who wants to go. Okay. How many of you want to cross? Better not be 2,000.
Or did you say 2,000 people?
This in a while, but my God.
2,000.
Are you kidding me, or is it really that many? I mean, we can do it.
Yeah.
It'll take like that anyway. Are you all ready?
That's open.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna hold on 1 second. We gotta talk to the audience first.
Okay.
All right. So, can we go? Can we do this?
Yes, let's do it.
So, this is where I do this quite a bit. I actually haven't done it in a while, but this is one of the things I'm known for doing.
Okay.
And all I ask from people in the audience is not your energy, but your support. So no one needs to put out their energy, but we need to show the path to the folks who want to cross. All right.
Okay.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to try to lead them. I have, to be honest, I haven't done this in a little while. So let's do this. It's going to take a bit, but you're all going to feel it when they cross. Okay. You will feel this. All right. They're still here. And I just want to show you, I'm holding on to the box because I need to. This is how it works for me. I have to hold it. I can't have it on the ground. It has to be connected to me. I heard it say something for sure. All right, everyone, just clear yourself. Is that on your end? I am opening up a way of light. It's a doorway. From it, you're going to see a straight line. Is that just a line of light, okay? I want you, anyone who wants to cross, you do not have to cross over, but anyone who wants to cross, I want you to follow that line, and you're going to cross over, okay? What you need to know, I guarantee there will be loved ones waiting for you. Going home, you hear that? Going home. I guarantee that there is going to be loved ones waiting for you. There will be no retribution. You will not be punished for anything that is holding you back from crossing over, if that is what's holding you back, okay? Do you understand me? I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
We'll take no answers as yes, okay? I need you to cross. Cross over now, please. Follow that path. Yes, and go to the light. Do it. I can feel you doing it. Can you all feel it? Keep going. Especially the lovely voice that we heard that needed our help. Can you please go? Can you please cross? Please go. I can tell you 2,000 did not cross, but some did. We're going to leave that open, okay? Did you make it to the other side? Did you make it to the other side?
Thanks.
It's good. Thank you. We're leaving that doorway open for anyone who wants to cross, okay? Do you understand me? I'm going to shut this session down. I'm going to shut her down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. That was really beautiful. Really, I could just feel the energy moving.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I'm so glad you did that.
Makes you want to do it more often, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you do this quite a bit in the field. And so you hold space, you're doing the investigations, and everyone is just giving you white hearts, Greg here. Nicole, I had tears streaming the whole crossing, quite emotional, and then lots of emotions with love and gratitude, gratefulness. So Jill, Jade, I agree. I had tears in between as well. And the REM pod was going off when you were doing it.
Yeah.
And so that was intense. I was just feeling the movement of energy. You could feel the gratitude for sure.
Yeah.
It's
really something for sure. You know, just feeling it, it's still here, you know?
Yeah. Yes. My friend, Erica's like, I feel like I was going to throw up. She's like, dude, the energy is just so intense. She's a medium. I'm going to tell you that happened to me. In the field, you feel it in the gut, and the energy is so intense. And so this is important that she's saying that, because our body feels the movement of the energies and the wavelengths. And so for you, Greg, what did that feel like?
It's interesting, because I feel like when I put it together, when I'm asking them and I'm explaining to Spirit how I want to try to cross them, I could feel the energy build up. And for me, when I know that they're doing it, it's like you have a bucket full of water and someone like punctures the bottom of it and the water starts coming down. I can feel the energy start like coming down a little bit. Like it's not going away, but it's like just kind of like moving downward. Like I can't really explain it. But it's like a relief almost, you know. It's just like, ooh, okay. It's tingling, especially in my arms. And, it really is something that is just very, it's like, if I am doing this and I don't feel that, I keep going because I know that it hasn't happened yet and I can't keep that with me. I have to release that, you know? And I think, because I think, you know, most mediums, especially if they're getting like, if they're like in a store and they're supposed to, if someone who's passed wants to give a message to someone in the store, they often don't allow them to leave until they give that message, right?
Right.
And I always think that this is kind of the same, like that energy buildup is still there and I need to do something with that. And it's like, am I not being clear or is there something blocking? And we've run into that at locations where there's an entity blocking, you know, spirits trying to get through. So it's a very, it's different every time, every single time it's different. But as you know, but I tend to want to cross when I get one spirit, just as like we heard that wonderful voice, need help.
Yeah.
And like, how do we do that then? Let's do that. Let's get that, you know, let's see if we can help her. And I find at least, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's because they want help crossing over.
I agree. I think when you say that crossing over, a lot of times we always say that spirit always makes it, but there's just this different healing of the story being shared or, you know, moving from one room to the other. And so it's really you moving them from one place to another. That was beautiful to witness, Greg, and what you just did. I just love to have been able to sit here with you to hold space. It's a privilege to witness and feel and feel the energies of the presence moving through, you know, one by one. It is quite powerful. As many in here are sensitives. There are a lot of those that are watching and that are viewers are attuned to the energies. And so for you guys? What did you feel? I know some of you said tears. Some of you were saying, this is amazing. I know Erica felt sick. How anyone else in the comments want to share what you felt as Greg was holding space for this woman in 2000? You heard that very clearly. And Greg, I think we're going to have to go to TikTok. When you say TikTok, I was trying to get us on TikTok today. So that was funny. I was trying to actually, because you were talking to my loved one, when I was trying to stream this to TikTok, but I didn't get the link in time because they did some upgrades. And so I thought that was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Mildred says she's got chills, and Mildred is amazing. Angela says she got cold. Yeah, I felt the cold. I could feel the tears of emotions of the young lady as well. I could definitely feel that. Very intense energy, tingles from the crown. Yes. And Joanne Stewart says she felt a sense of proudness. That's awesome. Isn't that really cool?
It is.
And I know that there are others that are following my personal page as well. So let me go back there and just see as I go to the actual comments to see who's still in here. Because I know Lynn was in here. Lynn says that was amazing. Thank you for doing this for them. Eva is in here giving hearts. Eva, I believe she's from Sweden. I hope I'm saying this right. Oh, yes. Everything is helping. So this is beautiful. Great job. And just everyone coming together to hold space for spirit. And as anyone, you know, you do this quite often in the field. Out of one of the stories that you witnessed, which one would you like to share with us and our viewers that is close to your heart on how you intuitively felt into it and how you just did this in front of us here? What stays with you when you hold space for spirit in the paranormal world?
There's a couple quick ones I'd like to mention. The first one... I co-teach a class with my friend Shar about the paranormal, and for people who don't know where to start and want to get some of the basics, and also in bring in the intuitive and the mediumship to it as well, because in our world you can't do investigating without having that mediumship. I can't see how it works any other way. My personal view, and we. We brought our class to a place called the Grant House in Rush City, and we had somebody who a spirit who followed us there, because spirit knew that I was going to be crossing over other spirits there and wanted to be a part of it. And we got that through, I think we got that through Spirit Box. We got, cause there was someone with us. We knew there was someone with us, they followed me from where I was and came out with us. I was also at the Sally House and turned on, I had a different spirit box I used, and we were in the kitchen, and there's three others along with me. And I'm like, is there anyone you want to talk to? And you hear right away, Greg. And I said, well, how can I help you? And they said, cross over.
Aww.
Now, I took that as crossing them over, not telling me I need to cross over. And I'm like, hey, not my time yet.
I'm not going nowhere.
Hold on.
Right.
No, I'll cross you over. I'm staying put for a little while longer. So that was a huge amount of spirits that ended up going over. That we didn't, and only the ones who wanted to, you know, that's always the thing. You never try to cross anyone over that,
right.
That don't want to. And only reason, you know, Sally House is a location that people pay money to get into and whatnot. And right. A lot of these places, like, don't cross over spirits. But my personal rule is, if somebody asks me, and I'm not goading them, I'm just like, is there anything you need? And if a spirit says in some way to us, cross me over, we're not going to ignore that.
Right. I agree. I think the power of just being you, the light enough is and the channel, the vessel, the link between our realm and the realm of spirit realm. You know, we are literally anchoring that light, and the movement of the healing is just being felt with the vibration. I remember jumping into an investigation, and I'm jumping into the back room, and this room was where, like, no women allowed, right? This was like a He-Man club kind of a room, and I jump in, and literally the footsteps of spirit running. So just me present, being in the house. I did nothing. I just showed up, and spirit was just like some came and some just were able to ascend and move out. The energy just moved. So your presence alone, it's like you are very much that link for spirit. And as you say, you're being a medium, you're an intuitive. They know. So when they're in your channel, it's like, I'm here. Do you ever run into a circumstances where you've done the case? You know, when we're channeling, this is what people don't talk about sometimes. And, you know, you're channeling the energy, you're working on a project, you've invested, you're touching everything from psychometry. You're in the product of their home, of the, you know, the floors that they walked on, the couch, you know, that they're sitting on, we'll say the walls, if the house is speaking to you, right? And then you finally pinpoint what is bringing the paranormal, what's bringing the mystery. And you're like, okay, spirit, you moved on, the place is closed. When you're done, Greg, do you continue to get information of the data hitting you through your channel, or do you just close it and it's closed and it's a done deal? What happens to you?
No, as you know, what we do is like when they say investigation, there's no lie to that,
right?
And that there are bits and pieces that show up that well after the fact that you're suddenly like, oh, now I get it. You know, we might have been done over here, but now that actually made things a lot clearer.
Right.
One that we had, which isn't really, I mean, this was just at an event at a hotel in Minnesota, just a get together. It wasn't even an event. And we were downstairs and we kept getting this name coming through the spirit box. And it was like Lisa. Lisa's mm-hmm. name kept coming through. Just Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. And we went upstairs because we just like, who's Lisa? We don't know. Went upstairs, use a different spirit box. Lisa, Lisa, too soon, angry, all this stuff. And we're just like, I don't know. We knew a medium out in Arizona named Lisa, so we called her up.
Yeah.
Like, this might be about you. It wasn't. But we kept still getting in different parts of the house. And then finally, it was late in the night. Not even late. It was actually like 10:30 or something, and I'm in the hotel and there's not a whole lot going on. So I'm like, I might just go up to my room and go to bed, and just hung around a while longer and ended up being like around midnight, just after midnight, that all of a sudden one of the barmaids, she just comes out of the back room. She's so upset. We're like, what's going on? And she's like, helpers here, they just found her mom dead at her house. She just had like an aneurysm. We're just like shocked. And friend Ryan is just like, what was her name? And you can imagine it was Lisa.
Wow.
And one of the things I didn't mention is that the day Sunday kept coming up as well. Angry Sunday. And by that point it was Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
It is really the intelligence of spirit and how what they do to get our attention. I'm getting full on chills as you're talking about this, right? Yeah, Courtney's like, wow, yeah, I'm still, my whole body is vibrating when you're just, the vibration just is flowing through me with this story. And as I say this, oh, my it's just powerful because spirit gets our attention. It's putting it together. Sometimes we miss. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it comes together and it's just an unfoldment. And that's the same as we're working as mediums, intuitives, we're getting the pieces of how they're saying we're here, Greg. And for you to, you know, get that and stay with it, that's also dedication.
Can I tell one more quick story?
Yeah.
So my dad, it's going to be 10 years since my dad had passed in June. And my mom in 2019, she went into hospice and she was on her road to transitioning to spirit realm. But she wasn't going. She was basically in a coma. She was a vegetable, if you will, just non-responsive. And it wasn't for like a day or two. It was like a whole week, over a week. was going on. It was just horrible. And I was just so upset because it's like, this isn't how it should be. And so I left the hospice that night, and I get in my truck and I'm driving back. I have about a 30-minute drive to get back home. And I just connect to my dad. You know, I just start, I hate to say it, I kind of start really yelling at him. I'm like, what is happening here? Why have you not taken her? Why have you not helped her? This, you, of all things, she does not want to be seen this way. She doesn't want people to see her this way. You know, right. Why haven't you done this? And I felt really bad because I would never talk to my dad that way, but I was so upset. I got home. Debbie, do you know what an ovilus is?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the ovilus, folks, is a device has a screen and you turn it on and words come up that is believed that comes from spirit. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, well, I hadn't heard. Maybe dad will respond through ovilus. I turn on the ovilus and two words come up immediately. And it is heard and release. And I leave the ovilus on for about 45 minutes just to be like, is there any more words come up? Normally, this thing just has a bunch of gibberish that comes up as well. Nothing comes up as well. So the words were heard, H-E-A-R-D, and release. And I'm like, okay. And then that at 1 a.m. that morning, I get a call from my sister saying that mom had passed.
Oh, my God, Greg.
Wow. So, yeah, it was. And I knew as soon as I got that, as soon as I got the heard and release, I'm like, okay, this is done now. And And I don't think it was necessarily because I was yelling at him or anything, but no. I think, you know, he's just like, this is what's going on.
You know? Right. I think also, too, it's the power, again, of the intelligence that they hear us as mediums. For many of us, we do and we are able to do the telepathy connection, and we are able to connect to the essence and the soul and the love of our loved ones, even people that we hold space for. If you're fine-tuned and attuned to the energies, they feel you and they hear you. As many of us, you'll hear us say, I heard you. Yeah. I felt you. I was with you. And so this, you getting that on that, with the words being shared to you, it is remarkable. I can't say, as I was sitting in one of these hotels and they were doing a walkthrough and they were talking to the spirit, and, you know, a word was given to me by spirit and it came out on the obelisk. It came out the same words and it matched. And I was like, whoa. And I did not say it. And so just holding on to the information is, you know, learning to hold it without expressing it. And learning to witness what everyone else's, you know, role of how they're playing in the investigation. I was also holding space and listening, and your prayer, your intent was felt, and I could feel that. It's pretty powerful, Greg, for you to have gotten that, as mom saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, son. I'm here.
I treasure that. You know, I took a picture of it, you know, just like so I could be like, look back, because it just, it's twofold, from a spiritual side and also just a person who uses the equipment side, that, you know, it's important for people who don't necessarily take the spiritual realm when it comes to paranormal investigating. Once again, I don't understand how that happens, but there are some who don't, that it could be like, this is really good. I think it's really good, lack of better term, evidence. You know, I was thinking about it a little bit earlier, Debbie, that like, folks like you and I, we don't go into a situation wondering, do spirits exist?
Oh, no.
We go into it. We know it exists. Let's just get down to business.
Right. And
there are some who, you know, the whole purpose is trying to document if spirit exists. And they're very skeptical and they're very, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That we all have to take our journey our own way. But I am grateful that this is the journey that I'm taking, because I much rather personally be able to know that it's not about going to each location and starting over, which is what I feel like those people tend to do. It's like, let's get in. And the idea, too, to show other people there is no such thing as proximity. You know, we're going to be at a location and your mom might come through.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And they've never been to this place before. You know, you can't control that. That's and it takes people.
Oh, I am so glad that you said this, Greg, because just as these 2,000 souls said, help us cross over, when you're in investigation, I am sitting there pulling space, holding space, because I'm in the area that I know. I'm like, I'm down this way, an unsolved case here, another case there, and it's all being brought forward. And this is the layers of the homes or whatever we're investigating. Usually it's like we're working first and foremost with the family, the client that booked the sessions. You got to get through their experiences, their layers, what they're witnessing, and where is their energy at, and what are they processing or bringing to the energies, because they're playing a role in the energies as well. And so you got to move through that. Then you go into the things that are creating the energies. And so there's so much unfoldment. And I'm so glad that you said that, because it's like, wait a minute, this didn't make sense for this address. But if you can find it, it's going to make sense for the location we just brought forward. So spirit's going to take advantage of every opportunity they can within seconds to speak to someone like us.
And
love that you say that.
And I also do little tests. I like to do experiments where, like, I brought through both Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln through Spirit Box, and I've recorded it. You know, because I want to show people, don't get you know, sidewind by the fact that, you know, I'm in St. Michael, Minnesota, which I love being in St. Michael. And, but it, that doesn't mean I'm only going to get spirits from St. Michael. I'm going to get them from, you know, everywhere and also anytime, I believe.
Yes. Right. I agree. I could sit right here. I remember being invited to go to one of the Vulture City. I was like, Vulture City. I'm like, bro, that's in the desert. There's nothing there. You got to go. It's heat. It was rain. I just came out of a paracon. I'm like, let me tell you what I get from right here from my chair.
Yeah. Yeah. There's certainly that. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's spirit is going to come. And I love that. Anybody have any questions for Greg? This is amazing, first and foremost. Thank you for allowing us to hold space and be part of this with you. It is a, you caught me before we started. I was in my sacred space and, you know, getting into my vibe, putting my people in. And so I love that you did that for us as well. It gives others an opportunity to witness what happens before an investigation or before we even go into unfoldment of intelligence, right? Yep. And so Jesse is like, I love this. You're making my energy go like, ooh. Good. Anybody here have any questions for Greg? I'm going to give him a shout out. Like, let us know where you guys are from, because I know people pop in and out. I know some people are also on my personal page. So thank you, Ronnie, for being here. Jeremiah, thank you for being here. If you guys want to participate in the comments, even jump over on YouTube. I saw Maggie Martin. She's saying, very interesting. Thank you for tagging me. Oh, thank you for being here. How can we find your show? Wink, wink. Ah, Joanne Stewart wants to know, where can they find your show?
I'm trying to connect right now to StreamYard, to the chat, see if I can get in there. But for those of you who want to, my show is on every night, Monday through Friday. And here we go. I'm going to post in... on YouTube, I am at Minnesota MN Ghost Box Official. I'm going to just put that in there.
And he's on the post. So his website and everything is on the post. So if you guys follow the post, you can click on Greg's name, follow him, give him a like, subscribe, y'all. Subscribe to the man. He goes live on his radio show, what, every day almost. He's on
pretty
here.
Pretty much every darn day.
And I know. He's killing it.
Man, yeah. So it's there. I don't know, my one of my posts failed to do whatever, but yeah, I'm on Facebook. AM950radio.com is another one. I'm out there. I'm on Spotify as well, and so yeah, it's fun. And Courtney is on almost every night in the comments, listening to my commercials about Maverick's Real Roast Beef Sandwiches. And
she wanted to call that number instead of your actual number. Courtney is the bomb. I love us some Courtney. We need Courtney in our life, y'all. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. It's been fun.
This work you both do is beautiful, and you're both such a blessing in the world, helping so many, even in spirit world and this world here. Thank you both. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're fighting for you, Greg. Courtney, Joanne just told Courtney, hands off, Courtney. Subscribe. Courtney is now doing readings, actually. So if you don't follow Courtney, Courtney now has been out there like a butterfly in full transformation. It's been an amazing unfoldment to watch her role. We love you both so much. Wonderful work. Jill, thank you for being here. This has truly been an honor. Anybody else? There were some questions. Let's go. Let me put my fancy glasses on because, you know, Greg, I will be 49 this year. My eyes, I always say it's spirit eyes, but, you know, the eyes sometimes be going in and out, so I need the glasses.
I remember 49.
Right? 49 is fun. I like it. Okay. Maggie says, well, I'm in Florida today, Cali tomorrow. Oh, Miss Martin is coming to Cali. Okay, here we go. Melinda says, do you think your father didn't realize he could help your mom transition? Do you think your father didn't know?
I didn't even think about it until today. And it's funny, Melinda, that you put that question out there, because when I was explaining that he, like, well, how could he do that? It suddenly hit me that it was like, maybe he just didn't know he could, or he knew how or what. And the interesting thing about Dad, when he passed away, you could see the evolution of spirit there. Like, there is stuff that you knew was him, but it was a little bit off. Like someone who is like learning to ride a bike almost, you know? And I think it's, in my opinion, what's interesting about that, it shows that I think so many people, and I could be wrong, this is just a theory, so many people though think that when you become a spirit that it's all revealed to you. And I just don't think that's how the universe works. I think when you become spirit, you do get heightened. I mean, I think there is evolution, obviously, but it's not like suddenly like, oh, there you are. There's always something to attain to. There's always something to learn. And I think that there is more beyond when you become spirit, like there's a next sort of level, whatever else. But my point is that there's things that you just don't know that you're able to do. Like there's not stuff you have to learn. And like some might get it better than others. And my dad, just knowing how I know my dad, I could see that there was a learning curve with him. And to me, that made it more real. Like, it's like, is this my mind or whatever? No, he was learning, and you could see that. And it was great because it was clear he wanted to keep contact, but he didn't know exactly how to do things. So this is something that definitely, I think you're absolutely right that he probably didn't realize that he could.
Right. I think too, Greg, what we're missing also too is that there's grief. There's heartache when we're losing a loved one. Even myself, as I witness my own personal close members that are transitioning, you know, there's a lot of factors. Please don't leave me, or, you know, I'm sorry. There's a lot of emotions that we're still also processing. So it may not have been that he didn't know how. It's just that was not within the thought process in that moment for many of us. You know, and so this is why there are others that come in like yourself to hold space, because really a lot of the investigations are from grief, from trauma, from the residuals of life, whether it was tragic passings or souls that were hurt in such a horrific way. There's a lot of, depending where you're investigating, you are holding space truly.
Yeah.
For healing and for love and for spirit. And so, Melinda, when you asked that, and I know many of us here, I watched, you know, someone very close to me go through different stages. And the gift that I was able to witness was the colors that flowed through her body, the witness of the colors of changing as, you know, we witnessed that. So all of us have personal things that we hold. And I think that's the sacredness, because we will. I'm with you 100%, Greg. We will never know one's true unfoldment of the soul. We get pieces, we get glimpses, and that's the beauty. It's not ours to know. And if you think we know it all, I'm sorry. I know for me, I don't.
I always tell people, though, if you're talking with somebody and they speak in absolutes, that should be a red flag.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And any other questions that you may have for Greg? This is amazing, Greg. Absolutely amazing. What drew you to this kind of work? Miss Courtney wants to know.
Oh, you know, it actually started with the TV shows. I will be very honest. You know, I was watching some of the shows and they had kind of early versions of Spirit Box. And I was really, I was interested. I mean, if you could really get, if you could really hear a spirit voice that way, I was interested. I wanted to experience that for myself. And I ended up going to where I worked at the time. The building that I worked in was built in 1916. And so it was older. And a friend I worked with there, he was into this stuff. So we're like, let's get a spirit box, you know. And at that time, you could still get them just like on Amazon. Because I didn't know anything about anything. Let's put it this way. We set up a camera to get night vision. I didn't realize you needed night vision. So the hallway was just, it was just black. There was nothing because I didn't have the right equipment to even do it. I had no idea what I was doing. But we went downstairs to what they all called the creepy basement. And I'll tell you, you know, over the years, the places I've investigated, that's a beautiful basement. You know, that's right. That's not a creepy basement.
I laugh because they always try to put the medium in a creepy basement or a closet or some small attic. And I'm like, why do I got to go up there? Why?
Absolutely. Well, we went down there and I, you know, as you see, I have a box and I have a speaker because you need it because the speaker on here is nowhere near loud enough. And I didn't even know that. So I just had the box and we turned it on. Kind of hard to hear, but I recorded everything and just like, can we get a name, please? And right away, Nate. Mm. Nate just came through. And then I asked, do you have a last name? And it was Lund, L-U-N-D. And I was like, we were like, wow. We asked, how old are you or something like that? And we got some kind of number, but it really wasn't part of it. But then I asked, is there anybody else here that wants to talk to us? And a woman came through the box. She's just like, hello. And yeah. That was really cool. We went upstairs to the 12th floor and we were doing stuff and I just had the box going and I just like, my name is Greg. And I pointed to my friend, this is Jeff. Could you say Greg? And can you say Jeff? And this is all recorded. You hear Greg, Jeff, just like that. And I knew right then and there, I didn't think of it as like mediumship terms, but I just thought there is something here. I mean, it's this, I hear people who it's to this day, they use the device and they don't get anything or after a while. And it's a privilege to get the messages. It's not a given. Right. And that's why I always say you never know if we're going to get it or not, because I don't ever want to come across like this is no problem. We'll get trust me, we'll always get responses. We don't. It's a mm-hmm. privilege for them to for it's a privilege for us to hear their messages.
I agree. I've heard people say they've been investigating for a whole day and nothing, or they'll just be waiting for it to pop off. And so I really do believe it's also your essence, Greg. And it's who you are as you are the channel. Spirit is around us, but because you're attuned to the energies, you're able to bring forward the clear understanding. And because you come with love and you're respectful, that also plays a factor in how the energies are going to be more receptive also to you.
Absolutely.
I remember doing an investigation and someone said, nothing. They got nothing here. We got nothing. And then I walk in, they're like, whoa, what happened? And it's because we're the link. And plus because they know me, because I've been in this house before. Yeah. So it's like I'm familiar. So I'm known in the house. And so I really love the breakdown of what you just shared with us and how you went. And that's the thing is you just try. It goes from, let's just put this light here, let's put this camera here, let's see what we catch, let's see what happens. And I know we got some time still, but what happened to like when you start tapping into UFOs and Bigfoot and all the mysterious spirits, like talk about the mysterious stuff, y'all. Like tell me first and foremost, what have you found that was really out of this like world and it has you still thinking, is that true?
I think you need to have me back on for that. Because let me tell you, though, I will answer your question. But that is that I, first of all, 100% believe, amongst with other people, I've told the story on my show many times, that we have seen Bigfoot. Yes. And that as an interdimensional figure. And that okay. I believe that elementals in certain cases are kind of the advanced party. Like they're going to kind of check out the area before we get a Bigfoot or what other people call forest friends. Yes. And then alien. I mean, so, and then I've spoken with some at locations in Indiana and Kentucky through the box and gotten yes. their like English responses. Yes. Aliens. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree with you.
And we've used the box all the time for CE5 experiments, yeah. Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. I've done sessions online with them, bringing them through that might have culminated with actually an abduction. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I really, to this day, I don't know. But stuff, when I tell people what happened, who's been through it, they've said that I probably have been abducted. And it led to shadows that are in the form of aliens. The idea that we, you know, the idea, if anyone has the idea of aliens, come travel across the galaxy in a little saucer and they land, that is the wrong way of thinking about this stuff.
Yeah.
And the idea is, you know, think portals and think camouflage, you know.
Yes.
How many of them are in the room with you right now? And I don't mean to scare people, but they're around.
Yeah, I see some pictures of a friend who does spirit art photography, though, through the photo of a picture. And she's captured some amazing things. And I'm just left in awe. I agree with you on a lot of this. And I remember a gentleman named Gene, God bless his soul. He was an amazing soul, and he was one of the first guys that I walked with in one of the paranormal investigations. And as I walked with him, we went through the Ojai Cemetery. And when we went to the cemetery, he was all about the elementals and the grids and the earth and how we're given perceptions to see certain things. And it's pretty fascinating to feel those lights of beings around you and how huge the energies are, you know? And I've never been to Vulture City, and I remember they're like, come on, girl, let's go. I'm like, no, there's a big robot out there. I see this huge, you know, transformer. What? I don't even know what that is, bro. Like, you want me to be there? And it was funny because Spirit was like, your booth is going to be right here next to a whale. And I'm like, where is this wishing whale that you're going to try to put me at? I'm like, no, I'm good right here. So the things that they show us, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah.
This definitely requires a different show, a different talk, and now it makes sense why I wanted to put Bigfoot by your post, because I was going to put Bigfoot, like, here we go. You know, there's a song that's played. So Spirit channels the energies before we connect. And so Zoe Dobie is giving you some rainbows. Melinda's laughing. Jill is like, yes, more. Bring him back. There's more stories to share.
Yeah, we got some more stories. Yeah, absolutely.
Irene is like, definitely need a crew. Becky is amazing.
Oh, thank you, Irene. Appreciate that.
So I really do appreciate your time here with us on Transcend with Debbie. Yes, glitches in the matrix, Zoe. And Zoe knows this. Zoe's an amazing psychic medium, intuitive, out in the UK. That's a girl you want to connect to, Greg. She's got the clairvoyancy of a cat. Boom, boom. Like, she's on it. Amazing. Great show, Debbie. Stay amazing. Much love to you both, Greg and Debbie. Thank you. You know, Greg, you have been doing this for so many years. Give us a beautiful sign-off. What's a collective message you want to tell the world, and also, again, where they can find you?
Boy, that's not a tall order or anything. So, you know, the thing that I always tell people, especially those who, and I'm speaking to the choir here, but especially the people who come up to me and they hear what I do and they're like, oh, it must be scary, must be this, must be that, is that paranormal is actually beautiful. You know, and there is no such thing as really paranormal, because it's all spiritualism at the end of the day. Yes. And that we reap what we sow. It's every action requires an equal reaction back. It's And what we're doing here at the end of the day is we're wanting to connect. My mission is connect people with their loved ones. That's what I'm here for. It's not about, I like going into the creepy places too, but at the end of the day, it's doing stuff with the spirit box and being able for people to be like, wow, like I said at the beginning of the show, I haven't heard that voice in, you know, 20 years. I can't believe it. This is amazing. And have them maybe get people to think about if they even hadn't thought about paranormal or they thought about it a certain way, to kind of get them to think, you know what, maybe the shows are fun, they're interesting, but they're not, there's so much more beyond that. And I want to look into that more. And that's what I would hope that people get out of, you know, when they either listen to my show or just listen and have a conversation with me.
I agree. And there's so much beauty and unfoldment in that. And I love that you say that you're here. It's not scary. It really isn't. Now if I fall on my face and I hit, you know, fall in the mud, not watching my step, that's scary.
that's I don't know if that's your fault. That sounds like a Debbie problem.
It's a Debbie problem. I gotta get rid of the high heel boots.
Right. As you can see, this is how I always dress, let alone investigation. I'm not fancy at all. So no. I won't have high heel anything. So
I definitely got my Doc Martens. I got what we call a paranormal outfit. I got the hamburger socks. I got special socks for my paranormal. A girl's gotta get fashionable. So you guys, thank you so much. Please don't forget to follow Greg. It's a huge honor and privilege. Until next time, my friend, I say God bless everybody. Have a great day wherever you are in the world.